Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme, in the sea the fish were plenty. Plenty, yes, but just how many? 100 or 1,000 maybe. The fish I am seeking, its scales are gleaming. It could have solved it all for me. I couldn't keep it, I set it free. No problem solved, no fish for me. All it left was this story. Come on, let's see, what is this tale? Dive into the sea. Seek fin and scale. Long ago, a great problem befell the Sultan. Such a problem it was that he could neither eat nor sleep for worrying. All the doctors in the land came, and all said the same thing. My Sultan, if you want to get better, you must have your men catch a golden fish so you may eat it. A fish may seem a simple thing, but this one had scales of gold. A golden fish that shimmered and shone. In the whole wide sea, there were only one, perhaps two such fish. The Sultan sent out word to all his fishermen. Whoever would catch the golden fish would be rewarded with his weight in gold. All the fishermen who heard the call set out to sea with the first morning light. It did not take long for them to catch one. An old fisherman caught a golden fish on his second try. He went to the palace and handed it in, not forgetting his reward, of course. The golden fish was now in a glass tank in the palace kitchen. The young son of the Sultan had also heard what was going on. He went to the kitchen to see the fish. The fish was looking at the Sultan's son, as if to say, "Please, save me!" The young prince could not turn his back on the fish. He took the golden fish and set it free in its true home, the sea. When he returned to the palace, he found everyone in a panic. Of course, the young prince knew what had caused this and went straight to his father's side. "Father, I set the golden fish free in the sea," he said. This made the Sultan very angry. So angry, in fact, that this is what he told his son.
"Take the clothes on your back and some food and leave the palace. Don't come back to the palace until my anger has passed."
The prince picked up his bag, and just as he was about to leave, his mother wanted to give her son something precious. "My son, take with you these three apples," she said. "Whoever should want to befriend you, ask them to share this apple between the two of you. Do not befriend them if they do not share equally." The prince thanked his mother. He said he would do as she said. He said his goodbyes and set out. He went far and he went wide, over hill and river. He looked back and saw he'd barely gone as far as a stalk of wheat. He happened upon three travelers like himself. He gave the first one of his apples. The first traveler split the apple sure enough, but kept the bigger half for himself. The second traveler didn't even split the apple and ate it all himself. Then it was time for the last apple and the last traveler. This traveler split the apple right in half, no more, no less. The prince ate half, as did the traveler. Just like the prince, this traveler had nothing but the clothes on his back and one bag at his side. The only difference was his bag was yellow. Let's call him the traveler with the yellow bag. So the prince and the traveler with the yellow bag became friends. They traveled for a while until they reached a forest. In the forest, they came across a cave. Just as they were about to enter the cave with hopes of getting some rest, they saw a massive foot in front of them. When they looked up, they saw a giant.
"Are you here for my treasure?" asked the giant. "Then you will hear my three questions."
The two friends were not there for treasure, but they were curious. They wanted to know about questions, and of course, the treasure. "Ask your questions," the traveler with the yellow bag said.
"I will ask, and if you get it right, you will have the treasure. If not, you will work for me forever," said the giant.
"All right," said the prince. The giant asked his questions three.
"What falls in water, yet gets not wet? What stays in the ground, yet gets not rusty? What is that which you cannot put a lid on?"
The prince answered, "That which doesn't get wet in water is light." The traveler with the yellow bag answered, "That which doesn't get rusty underground is gold." Now it was time for the final question. They both thought about it. "What is that which you cannot put a lid on?" At the same time, they answered, "The sea!" The giant kept his word and gave them the treasure. They split the treasure just as they did the apple. However, in the treasure there was also a horse. The traveler with the yellow bag said, We must split the horse in half as well. The prince looked at the horse, only to see a look on its face much like the fish, as if the horse was saying, "Please save me." "Stop," he told his friend. "You take my half. Just leave the horse alone." What the traveler with the yellow bag said next shocked the prince. He said, "I am the golden fish you saved. The treasure and the horse is yours. And I have one more gift for you," he said. He took from his bag a handful of seaweed. "Give this to your father, and he will get better as soon as he eats it." Then the traveler with the yellow bag, who was the golden fish, sent the prince back to his home. The prince gave his father the seaweed, and the sultan got better. It turns out the golden fish only healed the sick because they ate this seaweed. The sultan left his throne to his son, and so the young prince became the sultan. He never forgot his friend with the yellow bag, his friend with whom he shared an apple. 3 apples fell from the sky, 1 in the water for the fish, 1 on the ground for the sultan, and 1 for whoever reads this story.